Here we are, you know, all week, and we've been praying together, we've been fellowshipping, we've been loving. It's been powerful. And one short note before I hand this off, we've got some visitors here today, and I appreciate that. We open up communion to everybody. There are churches that would exclude you if you weren't a member here, or you weren't baptized the right kind of way, or things like that. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, please join with us today in this wonderful memorial. We appreciate that. Children, we leave at the discretion of their parents. If the child is born again and wants to partake as a brother or sister in Christ, by all means, if they understand the doctrine. We don't want ritual without reality. So we always leave children in the hands of their parents as a family matter for their discretion. But we would welcome all of our visitors, any born-again believer. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then please just simply pass the plate past you as it comes by. Don't partake. Just watch what's going on. Ask questions. Come talk to us afterwards. We'd be glad to explain things for you. This is for the bride of Christ. We appreciate that. Pastor Miller.
I'm supposed to hold this if you like. Thank you, Ralph. That was a good lead-in. This, I believe, is the highest and holiest portion of the worship of the believer in the Church of Jesus Christ, where we remember something that's taken place. Why do we have to be reminded? Well, Peter said in his second epistle that we forget that we were purged from our old sins. We have to have a reminder. We need help, and that's why we have this. How often we do it is up to us, but whenever we do, we're remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read to you a passage of Scripture. Now, it's very familiar. You can turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to proceed with utmost simplicity because I believe that that's the order that God has in mind for the last of this Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily or in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink that cup. I'm going to ask that our deacons come forward and prepare for the serving of this meal. I want you to turn while they're getting ready to distribute the elements to Hebrews chapter 10. I just want to read a few passages here just before we pass the plate. Chapter 10, Hebrews. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Notice the emphasis on remembrance. For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. They weren't designed to do that. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and in sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now, I'd like to ask that Dave Pickett lead us in prayer here for the distribution of the bread.
Father, I pray for concentration as we remember and reflect on the substitutionary and sacrificial work of our Lord and Savior, and how he humbled himself to the point of death on our behalf. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
For your information, the bread is a specially prepared unleavened bread designed especially for this service this morning by our sister Carmen. So I thought you'd like to know that, and as you partake of it, you'll perhaps remember the significance of the unleavened concept. You may be interested to know that this passage we're going to read now, continuing in Hebrews chapter 10, the Lord let me use this to lead a Roman Catholic man to Christ out in Las Vegas many years ago. From this passage, it says, I'm going to read verse 9 again. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And here's the verse. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting, till he makes his enemies his footstool. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And he immediately could see every priest standing daily, the repeating of the Mass in Romanism that could never take away sins. And the Holy Spirit gripped his heart with that, and he was saved that day. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm going to ask our brother John Carnegie to lead us in prayer for the receiving of the cup.
Dear Father, we take this time to think upon the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus' Father did to offer up your only Son, that your Son did to die for us. It shows such great love for us, Father. We've learned about love this week, and we see it in the way that you've done for us. Father, we thank you for all this, which is too great for us to understand, but we do thank you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Jesus said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it." Thank you, Heavenly Father. You've commanded and we've obeyed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' blessed name.